Hi, everybody. This is Tony Khan, the producer and director of Morning Stories from WGBH in Boston. A phrase has been dropping out of the English language. That phrase is, you're welcome. In stores, businesses, information kiosks, supermarkets, all over America, wherever people meet to do each other a favor or transact business, the general standard response to thank you is, Gary?
No, thank you.
Some people say this is one thank you too many. What does the giver of a kindness have to thank the getter for? Well, Julie Nardone has been mulling over that question, and she tells us what she's been learning about gratitude from her own life. We call her story Thanksgiving and Getting.
I grew up in a wealthy town. The kind that gets an almost embarrassing response when you mention it. My father's business did well, and I reaped the benefits. Showed my horse on weekends. Played junior golf at a private country club. Attended overnight camp each summer. Graduated from college without student loans. And always thought I needed more.
Good afternoon, how are you?
One day, while inching along in line at the sandwich shop.
Cash or credit?
Whatever. Bonnie, a colleague, leaned over to me and said, do you know you never say thank you?
Have a great day.
I do too, I said. Then reconsidered. Really? It's kind of rude, she said. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In the years that followed,
thank you.
I struggled with my thank yous. Most of the time, if I listened,
thanks,
I could feel them falling a little flat.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you so much. And genuine opportunities weren't all that easy to find.
What are you waiting for? Your favorite color?
Thanks a lot, buddy. Until one day, at a talk on gratitude, I learned I might be looking in the wrong place. Being grateful for what you have, the speaker said, makes you have more to be grateful for. Start a daily gratitude journal, and you'll see what I mean. Intrigued, I started to write. January 5th. I'm thankful the dentist could save my tooth. March 19th. I'm thankful my grandfather had the courage to immigrate from Italy in 1911. April 30th. I'm thankful I do not know why I exist. It would spoil the adventure. June 16th. I'm thankful the town I live in saved its historic town hall from the wrecking ball. The lingering scent of yesterday cannot be replaced. September 21st. I'm thankful I went on that blind date 14 years ago. My husband is the best friend I've ever had. October 18th. I'm thankful I made time to see Uncle Vic before he died. People facing death do not have time for pretense. November 12th. I'm thankful for Bonnie and the time she told me I was not thankful. And one last thank you. Not in my journal, but in a letter to the one person in my life who already had everything you could buy. Thanksgiving, 2007. Dear Dad, just wanted to thank you for everything you've ever done for me, for your love and support, for being a great dad. To my surprise, here's what I got back. Dear Julie, for one of the best gifts I've ever received. Thank you.
Today's morning story, Thanksgiving and Getting. A great thing happened to me the other day. I was coming into GBH. One of our colleagues was getting out of her car at the same time I was getting out of my car. She said, how are you? And I said, well, I'm one cup of coffee short of being conscious. She said, oh, my coffee, I forgot. So she ran back to her car and got her coffee cup. And we keep on walking to the door. We get to the door, and I take out my magnetized pass card to let us in. And it's not working. I'd been away, and I guess I'd handed into the hotel my GBH pass card, and it kept the hotel room pass card instead. And she lets me in with her pass card. If we hadn't stopped and said hi to each other, yeah, we both would have been in trouble.
Yeah, well, 'tis the season, Tony. I mean,
I remember more of my Thanksgivings than I do maybe more of my Christmases or Hanukkahs or New Year's, because it's you're celebrating being together. Sometimes, not necessarily in a nice way.
Turkey is a powerful, you know, narcotic, and I can really bring it out of all of us. And, you know, getting family that's far removed from one another together is always an emotionally charged situation. Mm. I guess the best advice is chill out.
Do not knock each other over the head with the turkey.
But what an opportunity to make it better.
There's always football. That's another part of Thanksgiving for those who may not celebrate it. Yes, watching football on television.
American football for all our friends in Brazil, right? Lori and I are hosting this year.
How many people are you going to have?
12 people.
Family and friends?
Just kind of a healthy stew of whatever. Family, friends, dogs. A couple from Kentucky, my brother and his girlfriend, artists from New York. Mm-hmm. You know, possibly a friend of ours from Boston who is dating someone named Ekene.
Ekene.
Who's Nigerian. Uh-huh. And he actually, Tony, he works in the building right across the street.
Which means that's 3 miles away. That's another thing about Thanksgiving. If people who otherwise might not meet are going to end up at the same table, it's likely to be a Thanksgiving table. Anyway, listen, we'd love to hear from you on any subject. In fact, we've been hearing from you lately about some of the videos that we've been putting up on our website. You've written to tell us that you appreciate the fact that there's another layer that we can add to a story, and you both enjoyed listening to the stories, and if we have a video version, seeing that as well. So we'll take that as permission to keep on doing them, and if I've read you wrong, let us know.
Morning Stories on the web, Morning Stories on Flickr, on YouTube. You can all get there via our website at wgbh.org/morningstories.
Well, Gary, have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and thanks for everything you've done for the last 3 years to make my life so easy and this show so good. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You know, my Thanksgiving this year is going to be a little bit unusual. The person giving it is getting divorced.
Hmm.
Her husband's decision just 2 weeks or so ago. And yet both of them felt that in spite of their own problems with each other, that they shouldn't deny each other Thanksgiving. And he said to her, please have Thanksgiving for your friends and family, and I'll have Thanksgiving with my children from another marriage. So we're going to go and have Thanksgiving, and it will be the last Thanksgiving that she will be giving in this place that's been her home. It's going to be a very, very meaningful one.
Hmm. Well, you
know, let you know about it when I get back.
You know that there might be a lot of laughter and a lot of levity. Yeah,
hey, I mean, I'm all for that.
There's, yeah, always leave them laughing, right? Isn't that the con mantra?
Yeah, yeah.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.